are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
I'm so looking forward to this conversation that we're going to be having throughout this week in our deep dive, talking about finding God's purpose in your career. And so today we're focusing on the subject called to more, and we're going to be joined on the line by Dr. Phineas Motsi to speak to us about this. So work is not just about paying the bills, right? It's a part of who we are. But what if job could be more than just a routine? What if it's a calling? So finding God's purpose in your career means looking beyond just the titles and the paychecks to see how your work can actually glorify Him. And whether you're in an office or on a mission field or running a business, your career can actually be a platform for faith. All right, so that's what we're talking about. My pastor, good morning and welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning, Bonnie. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for joining us. I'm so looking forward to this conversation. Pastor, what exactly are we talking about when we talk about a calling? What's the difference between a job and a calling?
Oh, okay. Maybe let's begin with prayer.
Please.
Father in heaven, we are thankful that you have given us this opportunity again to speak to your people about you and your people. Thank you for the opportunity. Guide us throughout this conversation, that it may lead us to salvation that comes through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. We pray in the worthy name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. So straight into our conversation, how exactly do we tell the difference between a job and a calling?
Thank you very much. Maybe what we are talking about is actually God's purpose in creating people.
Okay.
The major challenge that we have as we live, especially as Christians, is that we are like dualistic in the way we understand our Christianity or our life.
Mm-hmm.
We think of life as being secular on one hand, and being Christian on the other. Mm-hmm. So that we want to talk about our secular life and then our Christian life, which is a misnomer. The correct thing is that all our life should be faith-based, believing in God and believing that He is and He created. So this concept of work, which leads us into jobs, is the concept that begins with God. God is a worker Himself. And the Bible begins by saying God created, which means He did work and He continues to work as He sustains us. He continues to work as He redeems us. He will recreate the world again and restore people. So God is a worker Himself. And after creating, during the creation week, when He was coming to the conclusion of creation, God decided to create people. And you will notice that as He decides to create people, He creates them for working. And in Genesis 1:27, he talks of men becoming to have dominion over the all the creation, which means man is created to work, to look after God's creation.
Yeah.
And in verse 28, he talks about a man replenishing the world, reproducing in all facets of life. We may just be limited in just thinking that man is being reproductive, producing more children, more people. But at the same time, He must be productive in all facets of life. Mm-hmm. So man is created for work. And the idea of the Sabbath is an emphasis on the fact that man should be working, because it says 6 days man should be laboring, and then on the seventh day he rests. So the concept of work is God's concept. It is actually our life. We live for work.
Mm.
And when Adam is created, God works as He plants a garden in Eden, and he assigns Adam to take care of the garden. So he is talking about work. Noah worked when he was asked to build the ark. Many examples we notice in the Old Testament. In the New Testament, when Jesus comes, he works, and he says, my food is doing the work that God has given me. And he says, my completing that work brings glory to God.
Mm.
So when man is living on earth and they are working, they work properly, faith-based work, then they bring glory to God.
Amen.
So when we talk of careers, all careers should actually be chosen according to God's plans, so that when one is working, they should realize that their major work, according to Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13, all the duty of man is to keep God's commandments, and that is to do all his assignments. So work is God's love exposed, because we work for the benefit of others, for the glorifying of God's name, for the extension of ministry.
Beautiful. So then does that mean that every career has a divine purpose in some way, or are there some secular jobs that maybe not necessarily?
I beg your pardon?
I was saying, would you then say that every career has a divine purpose then?
Please repeat. Network is like jumpy.
Does every career have a divine purpose?
I should say that, because if all work is God's purpose, it is only that work has different facets. So all careers should be aimed at glorifying the name of God, regardless of whichever career.
Okay.
If we are beginning our career from the aspect that God, all work is God's work, then whatever work we are doing, we should do it with the concept that it is God's desire. And this then will help every worker, wherever they are, to be faithful and to do it with all their might, according to Ecclesiastes 10, verse 9, verse 10, which says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, all your mind. So every aspect of work, if it doesn't have to be glorifying God, then it is not the work that is a problem. It is the worker who has a problem.
Sure. Okay. Very interesting. Now,
yes.
How can you seek God's guidance when choosing or when changing careers?
When choosing careers, now careers are generally under the control of human beings. And not all human beings desire to do their things according to God's principles.
Okay.
So because we are not the designers of our jobs, we have to choose among the jobs that have been designed by people who might not actually be concentrating on God's principles.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to understand the type of work that I will do when I choose a career.
Mm-hmm.
So that in the initial stages, as I choose a career, I have to check whether that career will not interfere with my faith, with my Christian practice.
Right.
And when, for example, someone gets converted, when they are already employed, they already have a job, and they have to check whether they can adjust with their employers. If it fails, then they may have to decide to quit that job and change a career or change a job so that they meet with the principles that heaven has prescribed.
Sure. That can be a tall order for us, especially in these days where it's so difficult to find a job. But like you said, if you are following God's guidance, then definitely you have to be able to trust him to do what's right for you. So what should you then do if your current job feels completely disconnected?
I'm not hearing you. Maybe the network connectivity is not very good.
All right. I wanted to ask if, just to reiterate what you said about, if you might have to leave your job if your current job feels disconnected yes. from your faith. Could you touch a little bit more on that?
Yes, I'm saying, unfortunate enough, when people choose careers, generally they have not gotten enough guidance about their choice of careers.
Right.
Some will just choose a career because they just want a qualification, they want a degree,
yes.
Because they have not gotten good guidance. And when they get into the job market, they find that the profession they have chosen is always interfering with their faith. For example, people who work in the bank, who have done finance, banks always want to open their offices during the Sabbath.
Yeah.
And so someone will always have to miss the holy hours that God has prescribed.
Mm.
And so they may have decided to change, but that takes now more time and more effort and more money because they've already expended for the
right.
for the profession.
Right, right.
And in case someone has already chosen a career, they've been engaged in a job, but they get converted when they receive the truth and they accept Jesus Christ as their savior, and they want to go according to heavenly principles, and so they may have to negotiate, but when negotiations fail for them to live up to the standards of God, they may have to decide to quit their jobs.
Right.
That calls for a lot of sacrifice, yes. So that they do God demands.
Hmm. Yeah. So how can you be a witness for Christ, as we're concluding now, how can you be a witness for Christ in a workplace that is not necessarily faith-friendly?
Yes, the first thing is one's faithfulness, one's commitment to the work. People will always see if someone is committed to their work, they are faithful as they serve. They don't work because someone is looking at them. They work faithfully, as Solomon has said, do everything with full vigor, full effort and honesty. Then people will see. And then as you are in the workplace, you can also talk about Jesus, find opportunities to invite people to the Savior, and helping them to see that God is a purpose in everyone's life.
Mm.
I think that helps when one is in a work setting where people may not have realized. They have to talk about it. They have to live it, because they are the first and the best testimony to in Christ.
Mm. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Pastor, for coming through. And I look forward to the rest of the week as we continue on with this conversation. Would you please close for us in prayer?
Thank you very much. Our Father in heaven, we are thankful that you are leading us through this discussion. And it is our hope and our desire that by the end of the week, the truth that you desire us to have put across will have come up, and you will have opened people's minds, and the Holy Spirit will have impressed upon each one of us to understand your purpose of life, even as we do our jobs, wherever we are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. We'll connect again tomorrow, same time.
Thank you. God bless. Bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.